Destination St. John's released a new promotional video on Wednesday titled, Where Do Worries Go? The video is part of their domestic marketing campaign, and it doesn't look like international travelers will be coming to the province this summer without having to quarantine or anytime soon, really. The video encourages Newfoundland and Labrador residents and residents of the Maritime provinces to take that spring or summer weekend getaway in St. John's. Kathy Duke is CEO of Destination St. John's, and she's here to speak about the campaign and the strategy of targeting people who live close to home. Good morning, Ms. Duke.
Good morning, Geraldine.
So I love the video, first of all.
Thank you.
Is that Amelia Curran singing?
Yes, it is.
And is it Andy Jones voicing this?
No, it isn't Andy.
Ah.
It's some local talent that our agency found for us.
Wow.
But it works really well.
It does. It's very polished. It sounds great. But it does look like the video was filmed last year. Now, at that time, did you anticipate that, you know, this would be geared towards people who live close by?
Well, you know, began our development of our strategy back in probably September. And so a lot of that footage was filmed just before the leaves fell off the trees and we still had the green grass around us. So it was done back at that time. But you're right. You know, back in November, we thought that in April, surely we would be open by then. So the whole strategy was to, of course, get Newfoundlanders and Labradorians traveling around. But very much the idea was that we would market into Atlantic Canada, but we fully intended to market into Ontario as well and Alberta, which are really key markets for us in Newfoundland and Labrador. So I think at this point, things have changed so much. Every week it changes. So right now we want to concentrate on getting people in our province to move around and to come to St. John's for some amazing experiences, but also be ready so that we can market into the Maritimes, hopefully on the 19th of April or whenever we get that good news that we're opening up to Atlantic Canada.
Yeah, we're all watching and waiting. But if the bubble does open up, do you think that Maritimers are going to want to come here, given that their provinces have a lot of the same things to offer when it comes to the tourism experience?
Well, you know, I think that's what we're really trying to message in this recent video that we produced is that, you know, so many of us want to travel. I mean, there's a pent-up demand. We want to go somewhere different. We want to have a new experience. And, you know, how many of us, when we had direct flights to Dublin or to New York, went for a long weekend? And I guess what we're feeling is that St. John's has so much to offer here in terms of our culinary scene, craft breweries, you know, just being on the ocean, hiking, so many things that we would like Maritimers to think about coming to St. John's for a long weekend, 4 or 5 days, and to travel out around, you know, the region. We have kind of a hub and spoke concept in place in terms of all the things that people can do. So traditionally, I don't believe that, you know, the province has really marketed a whole lot in the Maritimes. Ontario, as I mentioned, has always been our key market. But it's a new opportunity. And I think that, you know, the province will be looking at the Maritimes this year as well. Like, we have to do this in kind of a staged approach, and we have to take advantage of any opportunity that comes our way. And right now, Atlantic Canada, that whole area in the bubble, for all of us, I think it's a huge opportunity.
And so what are some of the unique experiences that people can have in St. John's? I mean, I'm going this summer. Sell it to me, Ms. Duke.
Exactly. Well, you know, I had someone say to me a little while ago, a couple who lived in CBS, that, you know, 2 or 3 times a year they would come in and they'd come downtown and they'd book a hotel. And just that experience of sort of being away from home, having someone serve you breakfast, having a walk downtown, you know, do a little shopping, pop into a craft brewery, maybe take a hike around Signal Hill or out to Cape Spear. Like, there's just so many things that we don't do in our own city because we feel like we need to go away to do those.
And
families can come in with their kids, and a lot of the hotels have swimming pools now, you know, and the cinemas are open. And so it depends if it's a family, a couple, a single person just coming on their own. Yeah.
It's so true. I can't think of the last time I did, you know, some of the local trails, and I'm going to make a point to do that. But I got to ask you now, what do you think about the idea of Saint-Pierre-Miquelon joining the bubble this year?
Well, you know, it's something we've been looking at pre-COVID in terms of really connecting and doing some packaging with Saint-Pierre-Miquelon. They have approached us, and they're actually a partner here at Destination St. John's and with the Legendary Coast. So we've already talked to them about creating itineraries and packages. And it's such a great offer to say to other people in Canada, come to Newfoundland, Labrador, and by the way, while you're here, you can have a little weekend in France as well. And so, of course, it all comes down to epidemiology, and it's a federal government decision now whether, you know, I guess Saint-Pierre-Miquelon would be able to do that, and I guess our premier then in terms of where we are. But it's a great opportunity. And we hope to capitalize on it if it works well, if all the checks and balances are in place.
So are you optimistic about the summer and fall tourism season this year?
Well, you know, what we've learned through all the research that has been done is that leisure travel will come back first, and it will this year be domestic traveling in Canada. Now, you know, with everything going on in Ontario right now and Quebec and other provinces, you know, we're feeling, oh gosh, two steps ahead and one step back. But, you know, we're optimistic. Last year, people in Newfoundland and Labrador were so supportive. They got out and traveled around the province, and it really did make a difference, especially to a lot of our seasonal businesses. Here in St. John's, though, we want them to think about coming to St. John's because we have amazing accommodations right now. All of our properties have proper safety, you know, measures in place. They're offering these amazing deals right now in terms of staying, you know, breakfast included. At Destination St. John's, we've offered a program where, you know, book two nights and you get a $75 Visa gift card that you can spend anywhere you want. So there's so much opportunity to stay in our hotels, eat in our restaurants. Our entertainers are being able to get back into venues in different ways. And, you know, we're known, really, for, you know, just our whole arts and entertainment scene. So we really want Newfoundlanders and Labradorians to come in, enjoy St. John's, take advantage of that. Having said that, it's still not enough business, really, to sustain all of our tourism businesses. We have to get open. And, you know, Hospitality Newfoundland Labrador, our partner organization, in a survey they did recently for all of Newfoundland Labrador, tourism businesses indicate that 45% of them said if they're not open this summer that they will not be here next year, like they'll be permanently closed. So any opportunity we can to increase visitation to our operators, we really need to capitalize on. So the whole key is to be ready. And we're ready if the bubble opens. We have a strategy in place about what is that message, who are the people we want to come here, how are they going to get here, you know, all of those things. So I think that, you know, we no doubt we really need to have the non-visited traveler. There's no way around it. We can't possibly sustain our industry on the 500,000 people, you know, who live in Newfoundland Labrador, unfortunately.
Yeah. Mm. Kathy Duke, CEO of Destination St. John's, thank you so much, and I look forward to bumping into you here in St. John's throughout the summer.
Okay, thank you, Jerry Lynn. I really appreciate it.